If an emergency use of manual restraint needs to be implemented, you must release the restraint when the risk of physical harm is no longer present. Keep in mind, a person may still be upset, and being in a restraint is upsetting. They may be mad, but no longer a danger. Make sure to ask the person throughout the procedure if they feel calm and if they can control their aggressive behavior. If they indicate they can, you should attempt a release. If they begin to aggress again, another restraint may be possible, but is not always required. Remember, evaluate each incident individually. You can tell if someone is calm, if their body is less tense. They may not be completely relaxed, because being in a restraint is stressful. If they say they are ready to be released. If their voice and words indicate they are calming down. For example, Shauna is in a restraint and is no longer fighting the restraint like she was at first. Her body is now relaxed. She is crying, though, because the restraint was scary for her. Even though she may still be upset, you can release the restraint because the incident that led to the restraint is now over. If there are any signs of distress, the restraint must be released immediately. Staff should constantly be evaluating for signs of distress.
Make sure you train your staff to understand that a person can exhibit that they no longer need to be restrained in a number of ways, not just verbally. Role play and help your staff learn to rely on other cues, such as the person no longer fighting or trying to hurt others.